大家好。It is indeed a great privilege to be with you all.
今天早上很高兴的能跟大家在一起。
I was here several weeks ago preaching at the English service.
几个星期前我在这边的英语堂讲道。
And now I am finally glad I get to be with you in the Chinese service.
我很高兴我终于能够跟大家在这里中文崇拜。
Shall we join our hearts in prayer?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in the name of Jesus.
父啊，我们谢谢你，我们奉着耶稣的名聚在一起。
And I pray, Father, for each person here that you would encourage their hearts.
我向你祈求，在座每一个人，你都鼓励我们的心。
And I ask, Father, that the words of my mouth.
我也求你，让我口中所出的话语。
And I pray that the meditation of my heart may be acceptable in your sight.
我心中所默想的都是在你面前能蒙悦纳。
And we pray this, O God, our strength and our Redeemer.
我们向你祷告，我们的力量，我们的救赎者。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
Amen. This morning I want to talk with you about what makes a nation great.
今天早上我想跟大家分享怎么样使一个民族强盛。
Is a nation great because of the size of its population?
一个民族一个国家强大是因为它的人口呢？
Or is a nation great because of its economic prosperity?
一个民族的强大是因为它的经济发达呢？
Or is a nation great because it has a strong military?
或者因为它的军事强盛呢？
This morning we will see from God's word what it is that makes a nation great.
今天早上我们一起来看神的话语，看神所告诉我们怎么样是一个民族强盛。
If you have your Bibles, I will invite you to open to the book of Joshua chapter 1.
有圣经的请打开到约书亚记第一章。
And Joshua was following after Moses' footsteps.
约书亚是跟随这个摩西的脚步。
Joshua had the responsibility to take this group of people, the Israelites, into the promised land.
约书亚有一个任务，他就要把这一群以色列人带进迦南地。
And as we consider what makes a nation is comprised of people.
我知道什么是一个民族国家呢？就是它的包括它的人有人口。
And a nation also has a land and a government.
这个国家也需要土地，也需要政府。
The Israelites had a group of people and they had a government, but they had no land yet.
这时候以色列他们有人口，可是他还没有地，他们还没有政府。
So Joshua had that responsibility to take them into the promised land that God had given to them.
那约书亚就有这样的任务，要把这群人带进神所应许的迦南地。
And here in Joshua chapter 1, we will see what is it that makes a nation great.
所以我们今天来看约书亚记第一章，看怎么样使一个国家强大。
And we will focus on Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 for God's instruction to Joshua.
我们今天知晓的经文是在约书亚第一章八节，看神怎么样指导约书亚。
In verse 8, God says to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth."
神对约书亚说，这律法书不可离开你的口。
But you shall meditate on it day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
So that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So as we look at this passage this morning, we will discover what makes a nation great.
我们今天早上来看这段经节的时候，我们就来思考怎么样使一个民族强盛。
The first guideline that God gives is that you must reflect upon the Word of God.
第一个神给的指示就是你要思想神的话语。
God tells Moses that you will meditate on his word day and night.
这里神告诉耶稣啊，这个律法书要昼夜思想。
This has the idea of thinking about it over and over again.
就是告诉你常常的来思想。
This is described in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 2.
就好像在诗篇第一章第二节所说的。
As the psalmist described what a godly person looked like.
就是诗人怎么说一个敬虔的人是会是怎么样。
And the psalmist said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
唯喜欢耶和华律法的人。
And in his law, he meditates, he thinks about it day and night.
你昼夜思想。这个人就为有福了。
It's kind of the idea of a cow chewing its cud.
就好像一只牛在反复的来吃那个食物。
A cow doesn't just eat food and swallow it.
一只牛并不是光是吃了就把食物吞下去。
But it chews it over and over again. It ruminates it.
它是反刍的吃这个食物。
And so too with the Word of God, we must think about it over and over again.
所以对神的话语，我们也是这样思想，昼夜思想，反复思想。
And I wonder if sometimes our obedience is not as good as it should be, is because we don't know it, we don't think about God's Word.
有时候我们对神不够顺服的原因，就是因为我们对神的话语不熟悉，不常常的去思考。
So as God prepares the Israelites to enter the nation, he gives them this advice.
所以当神要带领他们进这个迦南地的时候，他就给他们这些的建议。
He says, Moses, reflect, meditate on my word day and night.
就是叫他昼夜思想神的律法。
But there's a purpose for us meditating on God's word.
其实我们要昼夜思想神的话语是有一个原因的。
And the purpose is so that we will respond in obedience.
这个目的就是让我们能够用顺服来回应神的话。
We see the purpose in verse 8, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
这里在第八节就这样说，好使你遵守，谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
Joshua's life was characterized by what I call radical obedience.
我们看看耶稣啊，一生你就发现他的顺服是非常的激烈、轰动的。
And I'm going to describe to you what radical obedience is by using the life of Joshua.
我就用耶稣啊的一生来跟大家分享，怎么样说一种很激烈的一个顺服呢
？Now here's what I want you to picture: the Israelites are on one side of the river.
我想大家在脑里面这样思考一个图画，就是以色列人在河的这一边。
And the Canaanites, their enemies, are on the other side of the river.
那他们敌人迦南人就在河的另外一边。
The Israelites are on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and the Canaanites are on the western side of the Jordan River.
以色列人在约旦河的东边，迦南人在约旦河的西边。
So right now, the Israelites are safe from the Canaanites.
现在来讲他们是不在那个迦南人的那种攻击下是很安全的。
And we see Joshua is a, he's a general, he is a military man, and so he is planning a strategy.
那约书亚是个将军，他是一个打仗的人，他现在在计划一些战略。
And in Joshua chapter 2,Joshua sends spies into the city of Jericho to check out the land, to investigate it.
在第二章，约书亚记第二章都提到，约书亚差派一些探子，就去到耶利哥去看这个城子怎么样。
And then in Joshua chapter 3, we have this miraculous crossing of the river where God stops the waters.
然后我们就看第三章，就看到他们以色列人很神奇的过这个约旦河，因为神把河水停掉。
And in Joshua chapter 4, Joshua gets the stones from the river and piles them up as a remembrance of that crossing.
过了河以后，耶稣亚就在河里面拿了石头，然后把它弄成一个柱子来这边纪念神的作为。
And I'm sure in Joshua chapter 5, Joshua is ready to get his army to attack the city of Jericho.
那到第五章，这是耶稣亚他就准备好要去攻打这个耶利哥城了。
He's probably thinking of getting a battering ram and some archers ready.
或者他也打想到一些把一些战啊弓啊都准备好要去打仗。
And then he's probably thinking of getting the infantry with swords to go in there and to fight with the enemy.
或者把火药那些都准备好，刀剑都准备好了。
But God gives him a very interesting command in Joshua chapter 5.
可是神却给耶稣一个很奇怪的命令，在第五章那边。
In verse 2, the Lord said to Joshua, Make for yourself flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time.
五章二节，那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你制造火石刀，第二次给以色列人行割礼。”
Now, can you imagine what was going through Joshua's mind?
你可不可以想象耶稣亚他会在想什么呢？
Lord, is there another way to do this?
神啊，会不会有另外一个方法来做这个事情啊？
But we see Joshua follows through with obedience.
可是我们看到约书亚却彻彻底底地跟随神的吩咐。
Verse 3 says, So Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at that unpronounceable name there in your Bible.
耶稣啊就制造了火石刀在除皮山那边给以色列人行割礼。
Can you imagine the line that was there of people?
你会不会想象当时那些人会想什么呢？
And we see down in verse 8, it says, Now when they had finished circumcising all the nation, that they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed.
第八节说到，国民都受完了割礼，就住在营中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。
Now you may be wondering, how long would it take for them to heal?
你可以想想说，要多久他们才会痊愈呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that in Genesis chapter 34.
在圣经的创世纪34章有提到这个事情。
In Genesis 34, we have the story of Simeon and Levi attacking some of the people in the land.
在34章的记载到西面跟利未他们两兄弟就攻打一些当时的一个民族的人。
Simeon and Levi wanted to get some revenge because the Canaanites, the people in the land, had defiled their sister.
因为他们两个要这样做是原因是他们要报复当迦南人呢是玷污了他们的姊妹。
So they said, "You can marry our sister if you undergo circumcision."
他说你可以跟我的姐妹结婚，可是你们主要受割礼。
But they really didn't want to have them as their family. They wanted revenge.
可是他不是想把他们接成为他们成为一家人，反而他们是想报复的。
And this is what Genesis 34:25 says.
那在创世纪34章25节这样说。
Now it came about on the third day when they were in pain.
到了第三天，众人正在疼痛的时候。
That two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers,
雅各的两个儿子就是底拿的哥哥西面和利未
each took his sword and came upon the city unawares and killed every male.
就各拿刀剑，趁着众人想不到的时候来到城中，把一切男丁都杀了。
Now Joshua knew about this story.
那约书亚他知道这个事情。
And he was probably thinking, Lord, we're going to be very vulnerable for the next several days.
他已经知道在相接的那几天他们都是在一些比较危险的时候。
But radical obedience does what God says regardless of the circumstances.
可是所谓的激烈的顺服就是说他们都会顺服神所说的话，虽然在实际情况来讲好像是不可能。
Here are three, I think, aspects of radical obedience.
我看到很激烈的、彻底的顺服是怎么样的顺服呢？有三方面。
The first aspect is radical obedience doesn't always make sense to us.
激烈、彻底的顺服就好像就是说，当那个情况对我们来讲好像不合理的。
We can always figure out what we think is a better way.
我们可以常常想出更好的方法来。
But God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
可是神的意念却高于我们的意念。
And he says, neither are your ways my ways.
或是你的方法或者是我的方法。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
那是天离地有多高。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
我的意念也高于你的意念。
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的道路高于你的道路。
So radical obedience means that we will do what God says, even if we don't understand or even agree with it.
所谓的激烈彻底的顺服，就是我们虽然我们不明白，或者觉得不同意，可是我们还是顺服神。
Now there's a second aspect to radical obedience.
那第二方面呢？
It often involves sacrifice on my part.
通常我们自己要付上代价。
Can you imagine what the Israelite men thought about this command from God?
你可以想象当时的以色列人的男丁他们会怎么想神的这样吩咐呢？
God, we really don't want to do this.
他一定说啊，神啊，我们真的不想这样做。
Could we go another way around this?
有没有可以有另外一个方法呢？
But they obeyed.
可他们却顺服了。
They did what God told them to do.
他们做了神要他们所做的。
And that means there's a third aspect to radical obedience.
所以在彻底激烈的顺服有第三方面。
Radical obedience often involves in God getting all the glory.
就是神最后得到荣耀。
And I think about Joshua chapter 6.
我们就看到约书亚记的第六章。
What does God tell Joshua is the strategy for capturing the city?
神告诉耶稣啊，怎么样去攻占这个城。
He says, march around the city.
他就说，你们要有围着城来走。
Day after day, march around the city.
你们要每天的这样子围着城，绕着城走。
And I'm sure Joshua was thinking, Lord, I have no idea what's going on here.
我相信耶稣啊一定想说，哇，神啊，我真的不知道你要想我们做什么。
And sometimes in our life, God is telling us to do things that.Just don't make sense.
很多在我们的生命里面，神也要叫我们做一些事情，好像我们都觉得不可思议、不可能的。
And we wonder, God, what are you doing? What are you saying?
你就会说，神啊，你在做什么？你在想什么？在讲什么？
But if we respond in obedience, God will reveal His glory.
当我们顺服神的时候，我们就看到神就得荣耀了。
And we see on the last day that as they marched around that city a number of times, God won a great victory.
你知道，就是做了过了几最后那一天，他们又摇了城七次以后，神最后得荣耀了吗？
As they shouted, the walls fell down.
他们大声喊呼喊的时候，城墙就倒塌了。
And God received all the glory.
神就得到所有的荣耀。
You see, it wasn't Joshua's strategy that won that war.
你看到吗？并不是约书亚的战略赢了这场仗。
It was Joshua's obedience to God's word.
就是反而是约书亚顺服神的话，就赢了这场仗。
So is God saying difficult things to you?
神有没有跟你讲一些又深又难的事情呢？
I'm going to give us one example of how radical obedience might occur in our life.
我可以给你一个例子，要看看这种激烈彻底的顺服怎么在我们的生命中发生。
Many times as I talk to people about their Christian walk, they sometimes struggle in their prayer life.
我很多时候跟一些人分享他们的基督徒生命的时候，很多人在祷告上都有挣扎。
God's word says that we are to pray without ceasing.
神的话告诉我们要不住的祷告。
But sometimes we find it so difficult to pray.
可是我们常常发现是非常难去祷告。
Now, as you think about prayer from a common sense point of view, it doesn't seem to produce a lot.
要是从常识来看，常理来看，好像祷告并不会带来什么结果。
From our point of view, it seems like it would be easier.To do something rather than to pray.
从我们的立场来说，好像做一些事情比祷告更有效。
And prayer can be a sacrifice of our time. It takes time to pray.
好像祷告也要付一些代价，因为我们要花时间去祷告。
But we find that prayer is what unleashes God's power in our life.
可是你知道吗？祷告就是释放神在我们生命中的力量。
Prayer exemplifies our dependence upon God. It shows that we are dependent upon Him.
我们向神祷告，就表明了我们是依靠神。
Because when we work, we do the results.
因为当我们做事情的时候，我们就得到一些结果。
But when we pray, God is the one who works.
当我们祷告的时候，是神在工作。
And God receives all the glory.
然后神就会得荣耀。
And so we see that radical obedience is what must be in our life as well.
所以你就看到，这样彻底激烈的顺服也要在我们生命里面发生。
And we see that you must not only reflect upon God's word.
我们不单只是思考，常常思考神的话。
You must not only respond in obedience to God's word.
我们也要顺服来回应神的话。
But you must rely on the promises of God's word.
可是我们一定要依靠神话语的应许。
And we see that at the latter part of verse 8.
我们在这个约书亚第一章第八节的后半部。
For God tells Joshua, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
这里说，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
And he's not referring to simply material prosperity.
这里所讲的顺利亨通，并不单单指物质上的。
He's not referring to earthly success.
也不单只在属世的成功。
But he is referring to that success in life which makes us not only wealthy, but also successful from God's point of view.
不单是在说世上看来成功，而是在神的角度来说，我们是成功。
And God is preparing the Israelites to become a great nation.
神在这里要准备以色列成为一个强大的国家。
And we see this idea also in Psalm 1 again.
这个思想在诗篇也是这样表达出来。
Remember Psalm 1 verse 2 talked about the man whose delight was in the law of the Lord and he meditated on it day and night.
我们想记起来吗？刚才说的诗篇一章二节说，唯喜欢耶和华律法的，昼夜思想，这人变为有福吗？
And the psalmist said, for he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
他好像一个树栽在溪水旁。
And it yields its fruit in its season.
按时候结果子。
And its leaf does not wither.
叶子也不枯干。
You know, and I think about that, this past week in South Carolina, it's been really hot and dry.
我在想想，过去这星期啊，南卡是非常的热，又非常的干燥。
And if any of you have flowers or a yard, you know that you must water those flowers in order for them to survive.
也知道那些在家里有种花的，你一定要每天来浇水，这样的话，这花可能就会枯干了。
I have a hydrangea bush in my backyard.
他的Dr. Higgins 的后院有一些的灌木。
And I looked at that bush on Thursday, and it looked like it was ready to just die.
我礼拜四去看看的话，那些植物好像快要死掉了。
And I hurried and got the sprinkler and put the sprinkler on next to the bush.
所以我就拿水去浇水了。
And I turned the water on all the way.
然后我就把水打开。
An hour later, the bush looked happy and ready to survive again.
然后过了一下子，这个树就好像非常高兴，好像会活下去了。
You see, the one who meditates on God's word, it will not wither when the drought comes.
这个常常思想神话语的人，就好像这个树在溪水旁，叶子不会枯干的。
And the psalmist says, whatever he does, he will prosper.
凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Is that the type of life that you want?
这是不是你所想的生活呢？
It's a fruitful life.
这个结果子的生活呢？
It's a life that overcomes adversity.
这是个战胜逆境的生活呢？
And it's a life of prosperity.
这是一个丰盛的生活呢？
And so we see this life is available to each one of us.
你看看这样的生命是可以每个人都得到的。
as we obey God's word.
只要我们顺服神的话。
You see, as we consider the nation of Israel, they were great as long as they followed God's word.
我们看到以色列成为一个强大的国家，只要他们能顺服神的话。
When they fell away from God's word, God brought punishment upon them.
他们要是远离神的话，神就会有惩罚临到。
You know, right now, the United States of America is considered a world leader.
那现在目前来说，美国还被认为是世界的领袖。
But actually, the United States is a relatively recent leader on the world scene.
其实呢，说真呢，美国呢只是最近才成为啊这个世界的领袖。
In the 19th century, the French sent a historian to study why America was so great.
在19世纪的时候，法国呢是派一个历史学家来看看为什么美国可以成为这个强大的国家。
And he said, America is great because America is good. And when he said good, he meant good morally.
那他就说，美国为什么能强盛？因为美国人好，所以好的他们道德好。
But he also gave this warning.
可是他也提了这样的一个警告。
If America ever ceases to be good morally, it will cease to be great.
他要是在道德上败坏的话，他也就会成为一个强大的国家。
About a week ago, I had the privilege of listening to a great Chinese economist by the name of Zhao Chao.
一个星期以前呢，我听到一个中国的经济学家的演讲，他的名字叫赵晓。
And he was sent by the communist government to study why America was so great economically.
他是被中国政府派出来说，他要来研究为什么美国的经济能够那么强盛。
He concluded that the moral foundation of America was the reason why America was so prosperous.
他研究的结果就是说，美国之所以经济那么强盛，因为它有一个很好的道德的根基。
He went back to China and argued that the Chinese government likewise could become prosperous if they had the Christian faith.
他回去就跟政府说，中国要是成为一个经济的强国，他应该有一个基督教的信仰。
He was so moved by what he learned in America that Zhao Chao also became a Christian.
这个赵晓在美国所看见的真的那么的感动，他也成为了一个基督徒。
And he continues to be a respected scholar and government advisor, openly speaking on the importance of Christianity to the economy.
今天他还是中国一个很著名的经济学家，也是一个政府的资商。他继续的不停的说要以基督教的信仰来帮助中国经济的发展。
As we consider world history, probably the most significant event in the past 2,000 years has been the rise of Christianity.
那我们要讲到世界的历史的话，过去2000年影响历史最大的就是基督教的兴起。
And then even more recent, the past 1,000 years, we see the rise of the priesthood of all believers through the Reformation.
因为近一千年来看的话，就说这是所有人都是祭司的，通过这个宗教改革运动。
In modern civilization, the most significant event probably is the discovery of America.
那是在近代的一些文化的情况的话，最重要的突破就是发现了美洲大陆。
But in the 20th century, the most significant event is the return of China.
要是在说20世纪的话，那最重大的突破就是中国的兴起。
Notice that I did not say the rise of China, but the return of China.
对不起，应该说中国的重新的兴起，并不是。
You see, up until the 14th century, China was the leading country in all the world.
直到14世纪，中国都是世界上的领袖。
Half of all the books written in the world are written in Chinese.
世界上一半的书都是用中文来写的。
And recently, no country has experienced such great economic growth as the country of China.
目前来说，没有任何其他的国家像中国这样能够经历那么大的经济的进步。
Right now, China has the third largest economy in the world.
现在来说，世界第三经济强国是中国。
By the end of the year 2010, it is predicted that China will have the second greatest economy.
今年年底就根据预测，中国会成为世界第二经济强国。
And in 5 to 10 years, if trends continue, China will have the greatest economy in the world.
未来的五到十年，要是这样的经济预测是准确的话，中国可能成为世界第一强国，经济强国。
China is making a comeback to be the greatest nation in the world.
那现在中国就是成为一个最大的能够成为一个世界强国。
But their economic growth does not necessarily mean that they will be a great nation.
一个强大的经济国家并不代表它会成为一个强大的国家。
China has encountered many challenges.
那中国有很多的困难跟挑战。
Pollution, resource challenges, corruption.
我们想到了就像污染啊，资源缺乏，还有贪污啊这些问题。
I believe many of us were heartbroken as we heard of the devastating mudslides in China in the past several weeks.
我们看到过去几周中国发生这样很令人伤痛的山泥倾泻，死了很多人，我们都很悲伤。
Over 1,000 people killed and probably millions displaced.
没想到上千的人死亡，还有可能有上百万的人流离失所。
And they saw the cause of that was just the deforestation of the area which led to the erosion which caused the problems.
想到为什么会发生这样的一些水灾，原因可能是砍伐树木太多，令到土地都疏松了。
And we also see that the majority of the resources in the world will be consumed by the Chinese.
我们也想到世界上大部分的资源都会被中国人用掉。
I wonder if the greatest challenge that China faces are the moral values of its people.
我就是想到，其实中国人面对最大的问题就是我们的道德标准。
You see, it's not about what we own, but what we value.
不是说我们拥有什么，而是我们的价值在哪里。
If China is to be a truly great nation, they must have biblical values.
中国要是成为一个真正的强大的国家，它一定有这个圣经的原则做标准。
Life transformation must surpass economic or social transformation.
我们的生命人生命的改变忠于经济跟社会的发展。
And if that happens, China can be one of the greatest Christian nations in the world.
但是这样事情发生的话，我们中国会成为世界最大的基督教国家。
And can you imagine China is one of the greatest sending nations in the world?
以这样的话，我们可以想象中国可以成为世界最大的差派宣教士的国家。
In fact, it's already started.
其实现在已经开始了。
As we consider the Back to Jerusalem movement,
我们看到这个归回耶路撒冷的运动。
As Chinese Christians are taking the gospel through the Silk Road back to the Middle East,
我想到就是中国基督徒通过走过这个丝路，把福音再传回耶路撒冷。
And having a tremendous impact upon the world,
这样会对世界带来重大的影响。
So I want to ask you, will China's return be a blessing or a curse?
我们再想想，中国的重新升起是一个祝福还是一个诅咒呢？
A nation is only as great as the moral fiber of its people.
一个国家的强盛是看于它人民的道德。
We have a tremendous opportunity right now to pray for China.
我们现在有一个很好的机会要为中国来祷告。
And we must not fear China, but rather what we must do is partner with them in seeing the gospel spread to all nations.
我们不要惧怕，可是我们需要跟中国同工，要把福音传遍。
And I believe here at this church, we have a tremendous opportunity to partner with the nation of China.
我看到这样的我们这样这个教会，我们有 弟兄姐妹有很大的机会能够跟中国一起来在这方面同工。
As we pray for the over 1 billion people of China,
我们为着那十几亿的人中国人口祷告。
As we talk to Chinese as they come here to the United States to study,
来到美国读书的我们跟他们来传讲神的话。
As we go back to China and take the good news of the gospel with us,
我们回到中国要把福音带回去。
We have a tremendous opportunity to influence this nation, China, for good.
我们有很大的机会能够去影响这那么大的国家。
And we see that the greatness comes only through obedience.
我们看到强盛根于我们的顺服。
Now I want to challenge each one of us to be obedient to God's word.
我在这里向每一位人挑，每一个弟兄姐妹挑战，我们要顺服神的话。
And this is where sometimes we have difficulty.
这是我们有时候会有困难的。
Because we think that by being obedient, we will earn God's favor.
我们以为我们顺服的话，我们就会得到神的喜悦。
And what happens is we become frustrated because we can't be as good as God wants us to be.
可是有时候我们却非常的沮丧，因为我们发现我们做不到神要我们做的那么好。
And we must realize that our obedience is not to earn God's favor, but because of His favor.
我们知道我们顺服并不是得到神的荣耀，而是我们会赢得神的荣耀，而是我们会赢得神的这个喜悦，而是我们神得喜悦。
The Bible says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith."
因为圣经说，因为我们得救是因着恩典。
And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
不是因为我们所做什么，而是完完全全神的恩典。
Not as a result of works, not as a result of anything I've done, so that I don't need to boast about it.
不是我们所做的，免得有人自夸。
But that doesn't mean we sit in our passive.
可是并不是说我们很被动的坐在那里。
For Paul continues on and says, "For you are God's workmanship."
可是保罗在那段经文继续说，我们都是神的工作。
He says, "You are God's masterpiece. You are God's thing of beauty."
你知道吗？我们是神的工作，是神的杰出的作品。
And he says, "You were created in Christ Jesus for good works."
我们在耶稣基督里面被生，要做神的工。
Which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them, that you should do them.
这是在我们之前就在我们是预备好的，要我们按着它来做。
So this ties right in with what God told Joshua.
这里就是回应了神怎么样告诉约书亚。
And I believe that the words that God told Joshua are just as relevant for us today.
神这样告诉约书亚的，今天对我们来讲一样的有效。
And so, my brothers and sisters, I want to remind us that this book of the law shall not depart from our mouth.
所以我提醒各位弟兄姐妹，这本律法书，我们叫不要离开我们的口。
But we shall meditate on it day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
So that we may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will have success.
如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Let us join our hearts in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we've looked at this great country of China, we lift up our brothers and sisters who are following Jesus there.
主啊，我们看到这样的一个中国，我们看到在里面很多弟兄姐妹跟随主。
And Father, we pray that they would stand strong, especially in the light of all of the changes going on in China.
在现在中国那么多的变化的当中，我为这些弟兄姐妹祷告，让他们靠着主刚强。
Father, there are many temptations toward materialism and economic prosperity.
这里有很多在物质上的引诱，有很多在经济上的诱惑。
But I pray, Father, that you will keep them close to yourself.
求你帮助他们靠近你。
And Father, we pray for a mighty moving of your Spirit in the country of China.
主啊，我也是为到圣灵在中国这样的大力的运行来祷告。
Father, that many people will see their need for Jesus as their Savior.
让更多的人看见他们需要耶稣。
Father, we will see a great revival roll through that country.
我们要看到这个国家能够在灵性里有复兴。
And that, Lord, you will literally change the face of the world through the country of China.
主，你能够通过中国来改变这个世界。
And Lord, for each one of us, to whom much is given, much is required.
主也是为了我们祷告，这是说谁能多给的，就会多要。
Lord, we have many resources that we can use to help the country of China.
我们有很多的资源可以帮助中国。
We have time, we have knowledge, and we have money.
我们有时间、金钱、资源。
Lord, may we use them to see this country come to know you as Savior.
我们希望我们能够通过这些来帮助人更能够认识耶稣。
Lord, we pray all for America and China that they will be great nations, not only economically, but also morally.
我们为中国跟美国祷告，他们成为强大的国家，不单是经济上，还是在道德上。
Father, we pray this for the glory of Jesus.
我们也为到耶稣基督的荣耀。
Amen.
祷告。
Amen. And thank you to Shirley.